듣기 23회 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jonathan, why did you come home so late? It's already past 8.
Mom, I played soccer with my friends after school.
We were waiting for you. Didn't you remember we were supposed to have dinner at 7?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I bought this shirt yesterday, but there's a small hole in the sleeve.
Let me see. I'm so sorry. Would you like to exchange the shirt or get a refund?
I want to exchange it for another.
3번, 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? As many of you already know from the posters on campus, Dr. Daniel Brown, professor of economics, is retiring this month. He has been working for our college since 1994, and he has devoted himself to teaching students for the last 22 years. As we announced earlier, he's going to give a farewell lecture in the Marina Hall Auditorium at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The lecture will be about policies for economic growth in the world. This will be his last lecture on campus. Take this chance to talk and get photos with him. Don't miss this last opportunity.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, do you have a moment to talk?
Sure. What's on your mind?
Jane asked me to buy her a tablet so she can use it at school.
Yeah, she also asked me about it last night.
I don't understand why she needs it. What do you think?
Well, if she owns a tablet, she can look for information she wants anytime.
That's true, but I think there could be a problem.
A problem?
Yes. If Jane uses electronic devices, such as a tablet or a smartphone, during class, they can be a distraction to Jane and other students around her.
You're probably right. It'll make it harder for Jane to concentrate on her studies and classes.
That's why I don't like the idea of students using electronic devices during class.
That makes sense. I guess we need to talk to Jane after eating dinner.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, could you please help me?
Sure. What's the matter?
I really want to learn how to bake cookies next month.
Really? Didn't you sign up for my class?
Actually, I couldn't register for it because my computer was down for 2 hours yesterday. By the time it was working, the registration was closed.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Then how about taking it during summer vacation?
There's a problem. I'm supposed to volunteer at the local library for the whole vacation.
I see. So, do you want me to put your name on the waiting list?
Oh, would you? I really want to join your after-school class.
Okay. I'll let you know if another student cancels their registration for the class.
Thank you. I'd really appreciate that.
Cynthia,
look at this picture.
What's that?
Alex sent a photo and a letter to our class.
Let me see. Oh, Alex is here. He's sitting on the chair with his legs crossed.
I'm glad that Alex looks good. I really miss him.
Me too. Who is the boy standing next to Alex?
The boy must be Joe. Alex said Joe helped him adjust to the new school.
Alex is lucky to have such a nice friend. Look here. There is a map on the blackboard.
I think students may be using the map during their class.
Yeah. A girl is reading a newspaper in front of the blackboard. I guess there must be an interesting article.
Probably. They also have a bookcase in the corner. This classroom doesn't look that different from ours.
Right. Then how about sending him our picture?
That's a good idea.
Hello.
Hello. This is Peter Smith from Dream Travel. Are you Brooke Adams?
Yes, I am.
You made a reservation for our package program to Hong Kong yesterday, right?
Yes. Is it available? I know that there should be at least 10 participants for this program to be valid.
Yes. Currently, there are 12 participants, including you.
That's great.
I've just sent you an email. Please read it and send 10% of the total travel fee to confirm your reservation. That will be $110.
Well, I wonder if you can help me add an additional option. I forgot to select the midnight cruise on the website.
Sure, I can do that. Including your optional tour, you have to send $120 by tomorrow.
No problem.
If you have any questions, feel free to call me.
Thank you.
Honey, your breakfast is ready. How's your cold?
I'm much better than yesterday, but I still have a sore throat.
Still? Why don't you see a doctor after work?
Unfortunately, I have to work late tonight.
I'm sorry. Don't forget to drink a lot of water at your office.
Okay, I will. Are you ready for the big presentation today?
Yeah, everything's all set up. From tomorrow, I hope I'll get time to catch my breath.
Good luck on your presentation. Are you coming home after working out at the gym this evening?
Well, I don't think I can go.
Is it because you're going to have dinner with your coworkers?
No, I have to meet my client about a new product.
I see. Oh, it's already after 7. Let's hurry.
Okay.
Hello,
how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to order a cake for my company anniversary party.
Then what about this double-layered cake?
I love it. How much is it?
It's $90. Do you want any message on it?
Yes. I want Happy Anniversary written on it, with my company's name, M&Q Electronics.
You'd have to pay an extra $10. Is that all right?
That sounds okay. Also, I need some sandwiches for the party.
How about tuna sandwiches?
Sounds delicious. How much are they?
They cost $5 each.
Good. I want to order 40 tuna sandwiches, including the cake, with the message.
Okay. I can give you a 10% discount on everything you ordered.
Thank you. Can I pick up the order at 10 a.m. this Friday?
Sure. I'll get it ready.
Hello?
Hi, Tom. This is Susan.
Oh, Susan. I was worried about you because you were absent from school today. Are you feeling better?
I'm okay now. I have some questions about the science exam. Did Mr. Johnson give any more information about it?
Yes. The good news is the exam date has been delayed from 11th to 13th of May.
Wow, that's good for me. Did he mention what types of questions will be on it?
Sure. They will all be multiple choice questions like the previous test.
From what I remember, there were 20 questions last time. Is it the same this time?
Yes, it's exactly the same. You know what will be covered on it, right?
As I know, the exam will focus on chapters 2 through 5 from the textbook, as well as handouts that we were given. Any changes?
Nothing has changed.
Great. Tom, thanks for all the information.
My pleasure. See you tomorrow at school. Attention, class. I'd like to inform you about an opportunity to volunteer for the spring half marathon hosted by local athletic clubs. It will be held next Sunday at Lenova Stadium. You can support and help runners with club members. Volunteers will be placed in the finish area. After runners cross the finish line, volunteers will hand out water and food items to them. The expected working time will be about 4 hours. Volunteers will receive t-shirts with a turtle print on them, since this animal is the symbol of the spring half marathon. It will be a fun and rewarding experience for you. If you want to join, let me know by tomorrow morning. Good afternoon, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a diary for my daughter's birthday present.
Okay. What type of cover would you like? We have fur, paper, and leather cover diaries.
I think a fur cover is not my daughter's taste.
I see. These days, diaries with a lock are popular among girls.
She will definitely like that. Oh, the little pink keys are so cute.
Good. How many pages would you like?
Well, less than 100 pages. She doesn't like it too thick.
Great. Then you have two options. You can select either one depending on the two free gifts, a feather pen or stickers.
I like the cat and dog stickers. She can decorate her diary with them.
Good choice. I'm sure this gift will delight her.
I hope so. Would you gift wrap it for me, please?
Sure.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, do you remember my friend Jessie? She won a big prize last week.
Oh, really? For what?
She has been donating her pocket money for many years to elderly people living alone.
Jessie is warm-hearted. I know that many senior citizens living alone are suffering from financial hardship.
Right. Some of them don't have enough food to survive. I also want to help them. Any suggestions?
I have an idea. How about taking the money from the family piggy bank and sending it to them?
Really? But we saved the money to go on the family camping trip.
I think saving money together and helping others can be worth more than the family trip.
I know what you mean, but...
Our actions can be a big help for someone in need.
All right. I agree with you. We can go camping later.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Kevin. How's your preparation for the speech contest going?
I have just finished writing the script.
Good. What's your topic?
My topic is students can be teachers' friends on social network services.
That sounds interesting. I'm sure you'll do well.
Thanks, but I have a problem.
What's that? You said you completed your script.
I'm worried about my performance while delivering a speech in front of many people.
Performance? You mean making good eye contact or using hand gestures properly?
Yeah. As you know, those things are very important for a good speech. How can I improve them?
Use your smartphone to watch yourself. It can make your delivery better.
Smartphone? I don't see how it can help me.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에릭이 세라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah is a high school student, and she lives in the school dormitory. Students are supposed to change their roommates every semester. This time, Sarah has a problem with her new roommate. Her roommate leaves her books and clothes on the floor, and she often forgets to lock the door when she leaves the room. So Sarah tells this situation to her friend, Eric. She says she is so stressed because of her roommate's careless behavior, and she doesn't know what to do. Eric wants to tell Sarah that she should express her feeling and problems by telling her roommate directly. In this situation, what would Eric most likely say to Sarah?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, I'm James Williams, the author of How to Raise a Child. Do you want your children to grow up as responsible and reliable people? Then why don't you get them involved in housework? If your children aren't doing their chores today, they're highly likely to have trouble working with others later in life. If your children aren't taking turns doing the dishes, it means someone else is doing it for them. This will affect them later because they will depend on others to do the work for them. However, Children who are raised to do chores, such as cleaning the living room with other family members, become people who socialize well with others. That's because these children can easily recognize when someone needs a hand. People who did more chores in childhood are successful later in life. By making them do chores like watering the flowers or doing their own laundry, you can help them do well in society. I know your children are busy studying, but if you really want them to succeed, keep my advice in mind.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, I'm James Williams, the author of How to Raise a Child. Do you want your children to grow up as responsible and reliable people? Then why don't you get them involved in housework? If your children aren't doing their chores today, they're highly likely to have trouble working with others later in life. If your children aren't taking turns doing the dishes, it means someone else is doing it for them. This will affect them later because they will depend on others to do the work for them. However, children who are raised to do chores, such as cleaning the living room with other family members, become people who socialize well with others. That's because these children can easily recognize when someone needs a hand. People who did more chores in childhood are successful later in life. By making them do chores like watering the flowers or doing their own laundry, you can help them do well in society. I know your children are busy studying, but if you really want them to succeed, keep my advice in mind.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 일이 아닌 것은